Next on the 5 o'clock report.
They want to erase your vote like it never existed.
We need people to leave now while they can.
Blizzard warning is up for areas north of Bismarck.
Astros, Yankees.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price. Trade truce.
We've come to a very substantial phase one deal.
That is our top story at 5. President Trump saying late this afternoon that a partial trade agreement has been reached with China following a meeting with that nation's vice premier.
We've come to a deal on intellectual property, financial services, a tremendous deal for the farmers, a purchase of from $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural products.
President Trump says the trade deal will take a few weeks to finalize. Here's economist Susan Lee.
This is a feel-good pact because it's not the grand bargain that President Trump and probably the markets were looking for, but it's better than what it was. And tariffs don't go up this month. They don't go up in December. And you have some sort of agreement.
The market's reacting to the announcement today with the Dow soaring over 300 points at the closing bell. The Trump administration also announcing today that tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods that were supposed to kick in next week have been delayed. The Trump administration threatening Turkey with severe sanctions following the invasion of northern Syria this week. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
These are very powerful sanctions. We hope we don't have to use them, but we can shut down the Turkish economy if we need to.
Mnuchin says President Trump is concerned with the targeting of civilians by Turkey's ground forces. The Pentagon said today it's going to be sending more manpower and equipment to Saudi Arabia. It follows the attack on two Saudi oil facilities last month. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine telling lawmakers behind closed doors today that President Trump pressured the State Department to get rid of her. Correspondent Nancy Cordes says Marie Yovanovitch felt like she was being left out of policy decisions.
Democrats want to know, first and foremost, is did she feel like she was retaliated against because she wouldn't sort of roll out the red carpet for the president's personal attorney to help him with his reelection?
That's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill. Tonight, President Trump predicting the House impeachment probe will backfire on Democrats in 2020.
Democrats' brazen attempt to overthrow our government will produce a backlash at the ballot box, the likes of which they have never, ever seen before in the history of this country.
The president holding his first political pep rally last night in Minneapolis since the Ukraine scandal became an impeachment issue. Mr. Trump says the probe is nothing more than Democrats trying to overturn the results of the last election.
They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice, and they want to erase your future.
The president telling the raucous crowd last night that his corruption claims against Joe Biden are valid.
Biden's got rich, and that is substantiated. While America got robbed, that's what happened.
The Washington Examiner reporting that the whistleblower whose complaint led to the impeachment probe worked with Joe Biden when he was vice president. On fire out west, wind-whipped wildfires burning down homes just north of L.A.
The smoke is right over my house, and I don't know if it's standing or not.
Emergency evacuations in place in the foothills of Southern California. Miles of busy freeway also shutting down. At least two deaths being reported.
We need people to leave now while they can.
Dry and windy conditions fueling the fires. But California Governor Gavin Newsom blames the nation's largest power supplier, Pacific Gas and Electric, for much of the problems. 2 million homes from Napa Valley to the city of L.A. have had their power shut off, and a preemptive strike against the wildfires.
This is not, from my perspective, a climate change story as much as a story about greed and mismanagement.
Utility companies say they're trying to prevent the kinds of raging infernos that killed 85 people and destroyed 13,000 homes in Paradise, California last year. A potentially historic October winter storm bringing snow and record cold to the Rockies and plains. Forecaster Bill Caron says the storm hitting the Dakotas hard right now.
Blizzard warning is up for areas north of Bismarck, and we're going to expect to see the possibility of 1 to 2 feet of snow by the time it's all done on Saturday.
The storm could hit all or parts of 10 states. Shepard Smith leaving Fox News. The network announcing today that Smith is stepping down right away. The television hosts often got into verbal spats with some of the network's other anchors over their coverage of President Trump. Smith's latest incident was with fellow Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Shepard Smith says he asked to be released from his contract so he could start a new chapter in his career. Shepard Smith out at Fox News. Still to come this Friday, Fall Festival in Ellicottville this weekend. It's Pastor Appreciation Month and grace on display at a church in Arkansas.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. As we head into the weekend, we watch the approach of a cool front that'll generate a little more cloud cover and a shower or two on your Saturday so that it will not be as exquisite as recent days have been for most. But it's not a huge deal, and the sun returns behind the front on Sunday. The call for tonight: clear to partly cloudy, moonlit skies for most, but clouds will gather near Lake Erie with a late-night shower there. Low temps, 40s and low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny in eastern Pennsylvania. Some sun and cloudy elsewhere with a shower or two and high temperatures in the lower 60s. Sunday, more sun than clouds and pleasant with high temperatures in the lower 60s.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Friday, October 11th, as the impeachment inquiry continues in Washington. Local Republicans calling for a House vote. New York Representative Elise Stefanik says the probe surrounding the president has caused policymaking in Washington to come to a screeching halt. Stefanik says the House Speaker needs to take a vote and move on for the good of the country.
Every member of the American public deserves to know where their member of Congress stands, and Speaker Pelosi has been shielding Democratic members from taking that vote.
Stefanik says until that impeachment vote takes place, President Trump has every right to refuse to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. Investigators in Erie, Pennsylvania say a faulty extension cord caused that horrific daycare fire that killed 5 children back in August. The blaze started in the first floor living room of that home. Meantime, the city of Erie crafting legislation in hopes the tragedy never happens again.
We'll definitely make it safer for the child care centers, the people who run them, the neighbors.
Erie city officials say they hope to have a new law on the books by the middle of next month. New York will become the first state in the country to require the disclosure of ingredients in tampons and other menstrual products. That law, signed today by Governor Cuomo, it takes effect next year. Pro-Family Forces watching a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that could expand workplace rights for gays, lesbians, and transgender people.
Who has the authority to make the decision in the discrimination code whether sex also includes sexual orientation and gender identity? Big difference.
That's Tom Shaheen at the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
Question of whether employers, whether religious or not, have the right to set standards that fits with their conscience and their religious beliefs. Both of those things are at stake, and they can affect every Pennsylvanian.
The U.S. Supreme Court expected to issue a ruling next summer. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says the state will aggressively oppose vaping while at the same time support the legalization of marijuana.
Legalization of marijuana is something we have supported, but absolutely not available to teenagers and young people. I mean, their brains, their bodies are still developing.
Many marijuana opponents argue Hochul is a hypocrite for calling out vape shops while endorsing the decriminalization of pot. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms also happens to be an ordained minister.
Pastors are asked to do more and more today with, honestly, fewer and fewer resources.
McGuire says long gone are the days of pastors just preaching. He says in order to lead a church today, you've got to be able to counsel as well as preach.
The issues are just getting more and more difficult. And folks have no idea how much a word of encouragement, a tangible act, and honestly, even a love gift can be to encourage that pastor and help them stay in the fight. Hmm. They are at the tip of the spear. We've got to do everything we can to lift up those warriors in the front line.
Just 10% of those who become a pastor in America today will retire as a pastor. It is the Fall Festival this weekend in beautiful downtown Ellicottville, New York. Organizer Barb Pump says 260 vendors will line the streets.
We have a carnival and a food court. There's chairlift rides up at Holiday Valley. So it's definitely a family-friendly event.
The Pump says the fall colors have reached near peak conditions this weekend.
You know, a lot of people enjoy looking at all the different leaves and the colors of the leaves and how they're changing at this point.
The Ellicottville Fall Festival runs all weekend long. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Stocks posting solid gains on news of a partial trade deal with China. President Trump announcing today that the U.S. has come to a very substantial Phase 1 deal in an Oval Office meeting with China's vice premier. That agreement sent the Dow soaring 319 points, the S&P 500 up 32, the NASDAQ gained 106. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more, online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Hi, this is a MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all ways, and yep, that includes money. In Luke 4, we know Jesus was tempted by the devil, who offered him all of the kingdoms of this world. That's a pretty big financial temptation. So how did he respond? He quoted Scripture. It is written, "You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." So get to know the Bible, and when you're tempted to spend what you can't afford or go into debt, do exactly what Jesus did. For example, recite Proverbs 22:7, "The borrower is servant to the lender." Remember, our battle is against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Using the Word of God as your most effective tool and weapon against the enemy, including the enemy of financial irresponsibility.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour. Congratulations, folks. You made it to the weekend. Take us home, Sonny. Drive Home Sports.
Yes, sir. Buffalo Bills have the weekend off, so we start in Cleveland. The Browns hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks 4-1. Browns 2-3, trying to bounce back after that 31-3 beatdown on Monday by the Niners. Yeah, Minneapolis Vikings hosting the Eagles. Both squads enter at 3-2. Philly riding a two-game winning streak, tied with Dallas for first in the NFC East. He's back, Sam Darnold, with the Jets. New York is 0-4 in the year, one of only four winless teams. Ouch, in the league. They host them boys, who are 3-2, riding a two-game losing streak. Sunday night, my Steelers 1-4, traveling to Los Angeles to play the 2-3 Chargers. Steelers might have to start former fourth-string quarterback Devlin Hodges if Mason Rudolph not cleared to play. National League Championship Series gets going tonight. Nationals visit the Cardinals, game one in St. Louis. Game two tomorrow at 4. The American League Championship Series tomorrow in Houston. Astros hosting the Yankees. On the ice, Sabres at home against Florida. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolfiette.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. As we head into the weekend, we watch the approach of a cool front. That'll generate a little more cloud cover and a shower or two on your Saturday, so that it will not be as exquisite as recent days have been for most. But it's not a huge deal, and the sun returns behind the front on Sunday. The call for tonight, clear to partly cloudy, moonlit skies for most, but clouds will gather near Lake Erie with a late-night shower there. Low temps, 40s and low 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny in eastern Pennsylvania. Some sun and cloudy elsewhere with a shower or two and high temperatures in the lower 60s. Sunday, more sun than clouds and pleasant with high temperatures in the lower 60s.
Okie dokie, Kevin Williams. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Finally, this Friday, an ex-con from Arkansas finding out for himself what grace looks like. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
23-year-old Brenton Wynn was recently baptized in the same church he vandalized earlier this year. Wynn was arrested back in February for destroying $100,000 worth of property at Central Baptist Church in Arkansas. The young man, homeless and high on drugs at the time of the incident, was extended grace by his prosecutor, who allowed him to go through a Christian 12-month recovery program rather than spending 20 years in jail. The young man has since accepted Christ as his Savior and says, "I'm starting to understand how God works. I've realized I didn't pick the church that night. God picked me."
Wow.
Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Wow. Great story.
Goosebumps.
Baptized
Goosebumps.
In the same church that he vandalized. I don't understand it, that thing called grace,
yes,
but I'm so very thankful for it.
Amen.